May the grace of God that has appeared to us in the Lord Jesus be the grace that appears again this day in these words that engage us from John 1, words to refresh us for this day and to sustain us all our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Good news is hard not to tell. 6 years ago, a situation was interesting that was happening in the Drengler household that kind of gave a lesson of how it's hard not to tell good news. It was a Sunday afternoon, middle of January. The Packers were in the divisional playoffs. It was an Eagles game. It's a great game, except for two things. I had to drive the two oldest Drengler kids back to Appalachian State, take them back for their second semester of school. About the time I was heading down that mountain, it was kickoff time. I had 3 more hours to go. But there's a solution to it. Don't worry. It was okay. DVR. DVR has changed the Drengler household. It's a great invention. The problem, though, with DVRing sports is you don't want to know the score while you're watching the game that's already over. So I got home about 9 o'clock, and there my 12-year-old Brennan, he's my sports watching buddy, was sitting at the kitchen table, Donald Driver, jersey on, cheese head, sitting on the table, books open, finishing up his homework. Game's over. He knows it. I know it. He looks at me and says, "Hey, Dad, well done, son." No expression at all. No expression at all. On the inside, though, I knew. After the game was over, I knew. That boy wanted to jump and to scream and to shout and tell me how a two-minute drill scored a touchdown, the Packers are up, and then an interception at the goal line saves the game for the Packers. I knew every ounce of his being wanted to do that. How it is, good news is hard not to tell. We know that, don't we? We instinctively just want to tell good news. I sat down at lunch on Tuesday next to Mark Thompson. I hadn't seen him since I was a first year and he was a fourth year. We got small talk and the word came out pretty quick that on Wednesday he was going to be a grandpa. Well, good news. It's hard not to tell it. We want to tell it. On Wednesday, I got a text from my son Micah with a picture with it. He had just proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. And when I sat down at Duffy's with dinner with a couple of the guys, I wanted them to know and hear the good news. Son's engaged. Good news. It's just hard not to tell. And that's certainly the case also in these verses from John 1. In these days that are unfolding in John 1, he's unfolding day by day this new creation that's bursting in the scene with Jesus. Those days are marked by a series of words, too. Did you notice that progression? Did you notice the progression of the words throughout that text? Seeing, looking, hearing, following, finding, telling. Then Jesus is coming, and John sees him. John sees him, and he points towards him. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Good news. It's hard not to tell it. "He's the one," John says. "I've seen it. I've seen the dove descend on him, the spirit descend on him. I've seen it and I have testified to it. This is the Son of God." Good news. It's hard not to tell it. And the next day that unfolds, John sees Jesus coming again. And he tells. "Behold," again he says, "look, pay attention. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Good news. It's hard not to tell it. And that day, two disciples, they heard what John had said about Jesus, and they followed Jesus. It's all over the text. Seeing, looking, telling, hearing, following. And so these two, they follow Jesus. They're walking after him, who turns and he sees them. He sees them following and he asks, "What are you looking for?" "Rabbi," they said, "where are you staying?" Jesus tells them, "Come and you will see." It's good news. Good news is hard not to tell. And they went and they saw and they sat with Jesus for the day. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, what does he do? The one who had followed Jesus, who saw him, who heard him, who stayed with the day with him, first thing, John says, is he went and he found his brother, Simon, he says. We've found the Messiah. And he brought him to Jesus. Good news. It's hard not to tell it. Seeing, looking, hearing, following, finding, telling. You know, we have a word for that in the church, don't we? Got any ideas what that word is? Evangelism. One beggar telling another beggar where they have found bread. The first thing Andrew did after looking and hearing and following and being with Jesus, he tells another beggar where we found bread. Good news. It's hard not to tell it. You know, 2 weeks before Christmas, I sat down in the barber chair, get my hair cut, place I've been before. A lot of different people have cut it. This guy, young guy in his 20s, he's cut it before for me. And he starts cutting my hair, and he asks me, so are you ready for Christmas? Yeah, I get it. Small talk in the midst of this. Small talk, really, but really, when you think about it, are you ready for Christmas? I mean, isn't that an open door? Isn't that an invitation to tell another beggar about where we found bread? Well, I told you, I got to tell you, I'm pretty vain about my hair. I'm really vain about my hair. And so I'm thinking, just cut my hair. Yeah, I'm pretty much ready. Well, if good news is hard not to tell, then how come with this door wide open, with this invitation, so are you ready for Christmas? Didn't I take the opportunity to tell the good news? Well, like I said, I'm pretty vain about the hair. So I thought, yeah, just get it done. Let's bypass the small talk. Just cut the hair. Well, that's kind of, you know, a weak answer. Maybe it's just not my spiritual gift. I've done the inventories. Leadership, teaching, preaching, those are my gifts. Witnessing, not my gift. Somebody else will do that. Well, not really. The more I thought about it, why did one fellow beggar not take that open door? Well, I thought about the guy. He's a pretty nice guy. He's got a job. It's good. Yeah, he's got a few tattoos, but yeah, so do my kids. Maybe really it's because I've fallen for the enemies, the enemy's trick of not seeing the harvest field is ripe, of not really fully understanding the one who comes as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, that the beggar who's cutting my hair needs the bread that I found. That I've fallen for the enemy's trap. That he's a beggar too, but I won't recognize it. That he's part of the world too, like me, that the Lamb of God has come for. That's probably the real answer of why I didn't take the open door and to tell the good news. Back to John 1, those two disciples that day who heard John say, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the two disciples who followed Jesus, the two disciples who received his invitation, come with me and see. One of them was named Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. The other one's unnamed. Now, I can't tell you for sure, but I'm pretty sure, I'm convinced of it at least, that the other unnamed one is John. I think it's John himself, the one whom Jesus loves. He too heard, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He too followed Jesus and stayed that day with Jesus. And in fact, it was John who followed the Lamb of God on that Friday in Jerusalem as well. It was John who followed Jesus. When the Passover lambs were being systematically slaughtered and sacrificed in the temple, it was John who followed Jesus to the foot of the cross. As the Roman soldiers systematically sacrificed the Lamb of God in Roman fashion by nailing him to the cross. And as Jesus was there drawing his last breath, he looked over all of creation. He looked over all of the creatures, all over all the world. And drawing his last breath, you know the word, tetelestai. Jesus says, it is accomplished. The debt is paid. The sin of the world is taken away. And then the soldiers came to Jesus. And instead of breaking his legs, they pierced his side with the spear. And that spear brought a sudden flow of blood and water from his side. And John, this other disciple from John 1, the one who also heard, behold, the Lamb of God, who followed Jesus, who came and saw and sat the day with Jesus, has a testimony he wanted you to hear. And he said, the man who saw it has given his testimony. He told you. And his testimony is true. He knows he tells the truth, and he testifies that you also may believe. That when you believe in the Christ, the Son of God, then you have life in his name. And another beggar is fed with the bread of life. People of God, good news is hard not to tell. It's epiphany. It's epiphany time. Seeing, looking, hearing, following Jesus is who we are. And finding and telling others of who Jesus is, it's what we do. One beggar telling another beggar where we found bread. Good news, it's hard not to tell. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, amen.